he wants to put a cabinet above the end cap, but I'm sure he doesn't want to fall on him when he's in bed.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I'm not really into the plastic end caps. They're not very strong. That's the first thing, and they crack. However, if you find somebody that's got a junker that has one that's not buggered up, you could take the one out of the front and fit it into the back of your trailer. That might be, we've never done that before. Normally we get rid of those things because they're busted up, and we have aluminum 13 panel style interior end caps to go in there. So, and then we just, you know, it's all buck riveted together, and then we, you know, we've never done this, but I'm sure we could certainly do it, is build a cabinet across the end. That's what I would do, because the thermoformed ones, which is what they had in that period, the plastic, oddly enough, it started out fairly thick. The end caps are actually pretty heavy in the whole scheme of things compared to the aluminum ones. Mm-hmm. So, and he's right, there is no ribs inside the end cap, so it's really got to be supported by the structure of the end cap.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of structure to the plastic.
No, and the thing about thermal forming, people wondering what that is, it's, you know, if you go look at any of these, you know, clear plastic food things that looks like a molded food case, you know, at the supermarket, mm-hmm. that's actually thermal forming. And what they do is they start it with a flat piece of plastic, X thickness, and they heat it up with basically a heating element, looks like a giant horizontal toaster. And then once it's heated up to the point where it's basically sagging, there's a mold underneath there, and they lower the sheet down onto the mold, and it sort of kind of seals around the edge, and then they suck a vacuum into the mold, and the plastic goes whoosh, and down into the mold, and but it stretches, of course, to take the shape, obviously, of the mold. Mm. Well, it's obviously, if it stretches, it's thinning. So the areas where really require the most structure is typically where it's the thinnest. Hence, people look at those front overhead end cap cabinet things.
Right.
There's usually cracks in the corners and stuff, which I'm sure you had in your Safari years ago as well.
Oh, yeah.
Very common.
Yeah, I end up, to fix mine, I drilled out the cracks, and then I filled it with some spackling type stuff, and then I sprayed this spray texture over the whole end cap to give it texture to hide the crack, and then painted it white. It worked, but it wasn't great.
Until it cracked again.
Until it cracked again. I sold it before it cracked again.
Well, part of the trick, I mean, I've done a variety of things to fix that. Now unless somebody absolutely has to have it, we give up. But really, you want to drill a hole in the end of the crack.
Right.
And in theory, that should slow or stop the crack from continuing.
And then put a giant Band-Aid over it.
Yeah, of some sort to make it aesthetically pleasing.
So basically, putting it on the plastic end cap that's there is probably not a good idea, because you're not going to be able to... It's brittle anyways to start with, and you'd actually
right.
have to take the whole thing down and put some kind of backing plate back there anyway. So if he were to take that out and put in your aluminum end cap, how does that attach, for one thing, when there's no ribs? And then, and for another, how would he put a cabinet structure? Because like on mine, on yours, ours are fiberglass, aren't they, those end caps?
Yeah.
And we have cabinets attached to it.
Well, mine has just a shelf.
Oh, I got a whole cabinet with a sliding mirror doors.